Hi, Amanda. Hi, Mary. Hi, Josie. Hi, Milo. Hi, Dawn. Hi, Just Duck.
Because the swallows are here.
Grim Reaper. Hello.
Make yourself comfortable.
Giggle, giggle, giggle.
Wow. Where have you been?
Where have you been?
I've been right here. Under your thumb.
You're listening I to have the been, Everything Swallow podcast with Sean and Shayna Swallow.
Underneath my sewing machine. It's the best way to say it. It was on top of me.
That is the best way to say it.
So.
You have been underneath your sewing machine.
Yeah.
And you've done a hell of a job at it.
Thank you.
I just got to say.
Listen, I can't do it without all of you people who have come and helped.
I agree with you 100%. Because I know that I couldn't have done it without all the help that we have received from everyone. Marlon, Jen, Danny came, Mike, Jason.
Yeah, Missy Sheriff.
Who else came and helped?
I have stuff for her. I have stuff for Mary Poppins, too.
Eric was here.
Yeah.
And he helped twice. Yeah, yeah. And he left a little piece of himself.
Yeah, he did. Too bad it wasn't a bigger chunk. It would have gone in the museum.
Oh, yeah, we would have saved it.
I'd have put that shit in a jar.
Yeah, it would have been saved. And what we're alluding to is that a friend was here, and we've been cutting lots and lots of material, and we cut material with a straight edge and a roller knife, and he took the tip right off his finger.
Right off.
Why you hang your finger over the straight edge?
Why are you pushing so hard on that roller cutter? That's what I told him. If you weren't so aggressive, you probably would still have your fingertip. He said, I thought the same thing. Man, steak knife. Won't give that guy a dull steak knife, right? What the hell am I looking for?
You're trying to share the show?
I am trying to. And I'm trying to see what time that lady is going to be here to pick up.
Oh, so we've got the non-stop revolving door of masks. So, first of all,
17?
Hello. Mary Poppins.
Might be here in a minute.
I did not give your masks away. I sold them. I didn't give anything away. And now I made more. Shayna did, and we're going to sell those to you, which you already did.
Which were, and she's just got to come get them tomorrow.
And she's got to give me shit, which I get. I totally get.
I love it.
You deserve to give me shit. That's fine.
I think it's fantastic.
Midge is in there. Josie, how's it going? Josie's coming by later. Oh, the Grim Reaper, he will not be coming by.
No, thank you. Thank you, thank you. I know Josie's got a big mask
Roadies.
Order.
Roadie boss.
I'm just going to check.
Roadie boss. What? I thought I was doing it. Oh, she's so, like, in charge. Roadie boss, do you think that he or she is someone who's in charge of making the roadies? That's what I would take from that name. Yeah. Good morning, Midge. How are you? Josie, busy woman, getting shit done. I know. Well, some people are coming, and we're hanging out down here. Jen is here with us, quietly observing, trying to not make any noise. And I thought we were agreed. I was going to run up to the door. You don't know who's coming to the door. They could be crazy people. You can't send your woman up there. Well, my life will fall apart if they snatched you. They want 27. I want 200 masks, and you can have her back. I can't sew those.
What did you say, 200?
Yeah. They.
Oh, man, you know what? Let me go.
Well, you'd be worth
it. It's not worth it. It's not worth
just
it.
Just let you stay with them?
Yeah.
They'll get sick of you sooner or later? No. They would get sick of me. If they kidnapped me, they would bring me back within 6 hours.
If they kidnapped me, they would have to take you in because you would never leave them alone.
No, I would find you. I would find you, and I would bring over my laundry, and
That's funny.
I would make sure that we were still
I need
there.
Help. Take care of me, please.
Everyone is very grateful to Shane. The driveway is great, Mary Poppins. Oh, I wanted to talk about that. All right, so let's just get ourselves... let's get ourselves square. Okay, Shayna?
Okay.
I know you're texting.
I am.
But a lot has happened. So the last time we talked to everyone, Roadie Boss is the one who brings the key lime pie. Oh, I like that. The Roadie Boss is in the room.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought maybe that was like the boss of making the roadies. But now I know he's the boss of the road. He's a road boss.
Oh, I gotcha.
He brought the key lime pie.
Gotcha.
Keeping us all safe out there. You're going to be working on Sunday, won't you, Roadie Boss? Yes, you will be.
He just got a mask, too.
Pushing snow. Yeah. So since we talked to everybody.
Yeah, sure.
We talked on Tuesday. Was the last time that we talked.
Right.
Because we told everybody it was your birthday. We did your birthday celebration. I played the song. I blew the horn. I wrapped the thing. I shook the bells, right? Remember
right,
that part?
Right,
I sang.
Right,
I danced.
Right.
I wiggled.
Yeah, I like it when you wiggle.
And then we made masks. Right? We made masks on Tuesday all the way up until the party started at 3 o'clock.
Right.
And all the way up to 3 o'clock, we worked on masks.
Right.
That's a volume knob right there if it's too quiet.
Or if it's too loud.
It's too loud.
I'm good.
So anyways, so then the party started. Shayna got a costume. I had different outfit changes throughout the day.
Yeah.
But and then we ended up in wigs.
Yeah.
Yeah. But what happened was wonderful. A lot, like 30 people probably came by, drove by the house,
yeah,
social distancing themselves while purchasing masks,
right,
and dropping off various bottles of vodka,
right,
and shooters,
yes,
and different
and
flavors of all kinds of things. And it was just a great day out in the front yard visiting with people. We had the crew, the work crew. We've all been tested, and we're checking health tests, taking temperatures anally.
Yeah, yeah. That's so, my favorite way to do it.
Well, it's the most accurate.
Yeah.
They would.
Got to get deep down in there.
You got to get core temperature. Core temp. And we couldn't get to the beach, so we just drank Long Island iced teas all day.
Right.
And boy, that will make you lose a day.
You know what? We were at the beach. Yeah. It was so fun. It was really great. I got doused in glitter.
That where I was going to say glitter bomb.
Yeah.
Thank you, Danielle.
Danielle. She was great. Totally glittered me.
Yeah.
You really just filled up my
your
boobs.
All your boobs. Your entire cleavage was full of glitter. And I'll tell you, folks, that's a lot of glitter to fill that cavern. Because that's a lot of cleavage.
Wow.
You got a lot of cleavage there.
Thank you.
Well, cavern,
it was hot and sweaty, so it
cavern was maybe not the right word.
Good.
So, it was everywhere.
Yeah.
It's in the driveway, Danielle.
Yeah.
Yep.
Is she in here? I don't
And then she shared it with the rest of us. So there was a lot of people that were here and witness to it.
Yeah. Well, then, you know what? Glitter travels.
Oh.
So it just gets on everybody else.
And it was those.
Yeah. Yeah.
There was
is that your house?
Yeah, it's in the bathroom.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
It just goes.
It gets everywhere.
Yeah. That's like my web. Mm-hmm. I shoot glitter.
I was picking it off of you for like hours.
Hours. Yeah. And it was hot because we were outside, in and out, in and out. Yeah.
It was stuck
you
to
wanna
your.
You want to run up and see if my lady
It was stuck
here?
To your nurples.
It was.
It was covered.
I had to lint.
Glitter nipples.
I had to lint roll my bra to get it off of the inside and the outside. And then I was like, shit, I just washed it. I was like, oh my God, this is amazing. The best part was is we just had our driveway done. And I told Sean the only thing that would make this better is if there was glitter in our driveway. And now there is. I don't think it'll stick, though.
It might. They were still here doing it not too long before.
Right, right. Yeah, they did it that morning.
Yeah, we got to get in there and just kind of
push it in. Right? That's right. Push it down in there. Get it way down in there. That was a super fun day, though.
It's going to be in the grass for a while.
Oh, my God. And it is like in the one area by the mailbox. It's like you can like finger through it. It's so thick because that's where she got me at.
How much was there?
It was a whole bag.
Like a
whole giant ass bag, brand new. Like the top of the bag is in the grass where she dumped it on me because she just ripped that thing open. It was like, whoop.
It's on the stairs.
Yeah.
I was wondering what it was. Nobody's here yet.
Okay.
But I locked the screen door so they couldn't come in.
Okay.
I wasn't sure if it was a container.
I just asked her. She said it was a big bag.
Yeah, because I didn't see that part. I just looked over and it was just this.
Yeah, it was amazing.
And she was screaming.
Yes. Yeah.
I'm shaking.
Because I saw them pull up when they come rolling up. They were wearing their masks. And so I knew something was afoot.
I just got a picture of some fabric. They wish that we would make masks out of it. It's just got a whole bunch of dicks on it. I wish we had that fabric,
I'm surprised
too.
You guys
order it.
I know. I know.
Order it right now.
You have to special order it.
Where you
and then
you
it's
get
usually
erotic.
Really expensive. And that's when it's like, ugh. Because then that makes everything else you make go up, you know?
Right.
Yeah, that's
well,
it.
Yeah. When it's $20 a yard, masks are going to be a little bit more. A
little bit more.
All right, but it was a great party. We had a good time. The one thing that I really dropped the ball on, I will be honest, is I did not provide anything but Oreos, Nutter Butters, and Triscuits.
Yeah, for and, food.
For food. I should have thought that out. I should have got the
People
6 foot.
People were not supposed to come in.
Well, that's it, too. No, people were not supposed
we're
to
not
be
supposed
here.
To stay.
Pull that food out.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I didn't. Yeah, I was just. Right. That's true.
No, all the crackers are still here.
Yeah, they're all still here, and all the Oreos, all the everything are all still here.
I mostly was talking about us, the crew.
I know.
You know,
but like, I haven't thought about anything. Like, even when right before it was my birthday, I mean, that morning, it's like, oh, it's your birthday, and it's like, no, I have to make
masks.
I have to make 50 masks today. You
know. Yeah, you went right up to 3 o'clock.
Yeah, like, and
you
so
need to change.
I was just like yeah. going for it, you know. So that's how my thought process has been all the way up until today. Today, finally, I feel like okay, I got a handle on things. Mm-hmm. It doesn't look like a tornado right. all over my house anymore, you know. And so it's like, shoot. Oh,
okay, see?
Oh, very good.
I got it.
Ding dong.
What are they getting?
I don't know. 4.
Are they paid?
I think so. I think so. I know. I think so. They are usually pretty good about it. Yeah. It's amazing how many masks we've made, Jen, and I can't even tell you how grateful I am to you to come and help.
Well, I'm happy to help.
You're the pleading master.
I guess. I Sean beat me yesterday in the last competition.
Yeah, but that was late in the day. No, and you had already done 100 at that
I
point.
I was a half a mask ahead of him at the end, but it was all cricket.
It was cricket.
So I lost.
It has been a lot of fun, though. You know, like we were talking yesterday, it's amazing what it's done, this corona. Mm-hmm. You know, like, because so many people came yesterday and bought masks.
Yeah.
Every day, like right now, they're here buying masks. I have a table set up at my front door, mm-hmm. so you can't come in. You just open the door to give me the money, take the masks, you know.
Come in with all my shit. Yeah. God, it's table.
Table, I know. That's what Sean said to me, too. Marlon, too. He walked in and was like, oh, right. And I was like, yeah. Because if you don't know people, we've had a small group of people that have been coming over and helping us make these masks all week long. And they're dedicated and they've been here for hours.
Yeah.
Hours and hours.
Days.
In days, yeah. Jen's been here almost all week.
I think all week, yeah.
Yeah. Did you come Monday?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Was it Monday? Yeah. I don't even know. Yeah, you've been coming. Yeah. Yeah, and that's great, man. But that's what I told Sean. I was like, wow, I couldn't even. This morning, I was just by myself. And I made straps, and I folded and flipped and pleated, and you know what I mean? And I did really well. I got all of those that we had the straps for, and then I did, like, 8 more from start to finish. In, like, I think I started at 7:30, and then Sean got home at 10. So that's not bad.
No, not at all. Yeah, Monday, I was just thinking, I'm like, no, I didn't come over to make masks on Monday. We came over to hang out because we needed to get away from the kids.
Right.
And then... you were making masks, and I was like, oh, can I help?
Yeah.
And that was...
Yes, you can help. Mike, where's...
She sucks you right in, guys.
Right, I know. And then we just hang out, and we drink, and we hang out and talk and make stuff. Mike is my super strap maker. Eric, yeah. He's my second one. He's pretty good at the end of the day.
I didn't think he was doing that great.
You know, the fact that he was doing it was
right,
great.
Exactly. I would never.
And he wasn't complaining.
No,
I thought several times. Yeah. I thought he's gonna go complain to her right now, and he didn't. And
he
was
said
like,
his back hurt.
Yeah. Well, he's tall.
Right.
You're ironing. You know, it's like, and that's a tall ironing board.
It is.
And set it as high as height too.
Marlon tried to get him to switch the shorter one, and he was like, no.
No way, because he is so tall. Just like Mike. I was like, Mike was using the smaller one, and I was like, it's a good thing you have long arms.
Yeah.
Because you're not super hunched over. But I made him trade, too. I was like, sorry, man.
Gotta put them on something.
Yeah. Like, I know. I thought that about the little short one. I thought I should just go get some wood out back, because I have some, and just set it on there. Or a cinder block. That's how tall it needs to be raised.
It's about right for me.
I told Sean, I said, can you believe this was my ironing board for like 10 years of us being together, you know? And then I got the old one I had. And then my mom bought me that one, the jumbo board.
The tall one.
Man, I love it.
Yeah,
because I have more workspace on there and I, you know, and it's tall. So you can just kind of do whatever you need to do.
I think that's the most ironing Eric's probably ever done in his life.
I know. I thought that too. And I thought, and now he's got no excuse, right?
He can, no, come he's on. He's going to be like, all right, I've done enough.
I've done the ironing I need to do in my life.
I can't do it.
We're just talking about all of the stuff. Did she get her stuff?
Okay, that's from Josie. Yes, she got four.
Okay, good.
And she says, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you very, 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 very much. She just lives in the other neighborhood right over there.
Right.
And she's so happy she couldn't find masks. And and her mom really wanted a Bronco one.
Oh, good.
And we so had we one. Had a Bronco one up there for her. She's very excited.
Good.
And then she said the nicest thing to me.
What?
I'm really glad you left Alice.
Really?
And I was like, oh, thanks. And she's like, and I'm really sad that you left Alice.
Mm-hmm.
And so then we talked about the podcast and stuff and everything like
good.
That.
Good.
Yeah. That's cool.
Oh, I love it.
I do too.
That's so nice.
My ladies love me.
They do love you. They do. And I love it when they come over and they tell you that they love you.
Me too.
Instead of just like, you know, sneaking in and out.
Yeah.
That's what happens. I'll be right back. Yeah, with a picture.
A picture of what?
The table.
Why?
For Francine.
Holy moly.
Well, it's her daughter Sammy's coming in, so she wants to pick before Sammy.
She never stops working.
She never stops working. That's just how she is. Mm-hmm. Constantly. What? I can't do nothing. I can't keep up. And she drinks. She's drinking a rock star at the same time.
Yeah, that's.
I'm taking it away from her.
Yeah, good plan.
Yep.
She's got too much anxiety already.
Yeah, yeah. Were you guys talking about the mask making process?
We were talking about how Eric's probably never ironed anything before in his life before the masks.
Are you serious?
And about how you kicked my ass at the last pleading.
Oh yeah. I'm a good pleader.
Yeah.
I'm good at what I do.
I was faster, but yours was better.
I can't believe he's never ironed. What's an iron, right?
No, that's funny because I don't know if we have an iron, to be honest.
Really?
Yeah, we might not have one.
Huh. My mom was also a crazy ironer when I was a kid, and so there was always an ironing board set up in the house. And my little sister actually pulled the iron down on her head when she was three.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I did the whole pulled the cord straight down onto her head. And she's been weird ever since.
Was it hot?
I think it was on. I think.
Oh, God.
Yeah, because back in the old days, irons didn't have automatic shutoffs. They were plugged in.
They were probably a lot heavier.
Yeah, they were a lot heavier.
That would have been in the
80s. In the 80s, Kunk, baby.
Hit her in the head.
That's funny. You know
but, what? So I think I did some of my first ironing as a kid. So that's surprising. Yeah. We'll have you know to get what? You guys an iron and an ironing
no,
board
I'm
for
good.
Christmas.
I think I'm okay.
And she'd be the only one to use it anyways.
Right, yeah, exactly. So
that's the last thing.
She's like, put one of the kids to work.
Yeah, right? That's what I did. I worked all my kids. Even when Patrick was here yesterday, he's like looking around. I was like, that's right. What you want to do, boy? Mm-hmm. You know how to do all these stations. Which one you want?
And all he did was eat.
I love it.
He just came in yesterday. And ate. Huh?
He was funny yesterday.
Eric's son is funny. Yeah.
He's funny. He's my boy.
He's a funny dude. Yeah. I'm trying to think of even some of the crap that he was saying, but
yesterday he can't get his
mask
on.
It's too inside.
Like, what is wrong with you?
Yeah.
What are you doing? It's not made to wear it like that. He's like, well, I don't know. I'm like, tie it around your head. Oh yeah, this is sweet, Mom.
He really had a hard time with that.
At first, I thought he was joking.
Really?
Because I thought, oh, he's being funny, and then I was like. No, he's really. Yeah.
I thought there was something wrong with it. Like how much he was struggling.
I did too. Because I'm so, and I'm cut, you know, I just kind of half look at everyone while I'm working.
You don't look at anybody at all.
No. And so then I was like, huh. What is going on? But you
that's
know.
Why he's never robbed a store before.
No, because he's good. That's why.
That's good. Now, AMAC is in the room.
Mm-hmm.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. That's Amanda.
Amanda. No, that's my Amanda.
Amanda. Her mom was against irons.
Against irons?
Mm-hmm.
Is against irons only what has become of an art teacher.
Huh? Yeah. Use it for that, right? You know, I can't hang things and just let them hang in the bathroom and steam to get the wrinkles out because I am an ironer.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, we should just iron that real quick.
did you tell Jen you used to iron your money?
No.
Oh, so.
No.
So
oh, I should go iron all my money.
You could. So Shana told me when she was a little kid, she had one of those kitchen sets. Mm-hmm. You know, like all little girls seems to, not all, but a lot do. Mm-hmm. And she just loved that iron.
Oh,
she
God.
Could stand there and iron as a little kid. Even her mom says it's true. It's a true story. love.
But then we had to iron everything we had to iron all of my mom and dad's clothes.
Maybe it was because when you were really
all of them, but that was just part of our chores because there were five of us. So
you would see your older sisters ironing, and so maybe you think you would like, oh, look, I'm doing it too, like my big sisters, not knowing that it was horrible.
I don't think it's horrible.
Ironing,
yeah. For me, it's therapeutic. Right? I just get lost in the steam.
Wow.
I don't even know how that works. I have four kids, and I do all that shit.
No, we worked. My mom, in the summertime, would leave us a list every morning. We had a notepad flipped, you know, over the top, the list, and it was always at least 5 pages long.
Every day?
Every day.
Well, what the hell was going on at that house? There was so much shit that needed to be done.
Oh, because we would have to clean the woodwork. We would have to wash the walls. We'd have to do the windows.
Did she write really big?
No.
No.
She has perfect, cursive, beautiful penmanship. Yeah.
Crazy town. Yeah.
Each room had its own list. You've seen me make them.
Oh, I know. I've watched you make them, but yeah. That's a lot of lists.
Yeah.
Every day.
Every day. Every day. And we were so good.
Paint
we'd save it all to like the last 2 hours of the day.
Yep.
And then everyone ran as fast as they could. You've seen that too.
I've done that. What is military ironing? Is that why when you iron while someone's screaming at you?
I don't know.
Make it flatter, mister.
I don't know what military iron.
I would imagine
it's perfect.
Tight corners and crap like that.
Hardcore creases.
What movie?
That's what we did. We had to put hardcore creases in their pants.
What movie was that with Goldie Hawn where she had to bounce the quarter off her bed when she Private Benjamin. It's strong ironing creases.
Creases, yeah. I did that. I did that. All the shirt sleeves creased, pants creased. Worst part is if you got off on those stupid jeans.
Oh, you're off all day.
Take at least 3 times to get it back to the proper crease. And if it was really bad, she'd make you redo it.
Really?
Absolutely. She's like, I'm not wearing these. I was like, okay.
Wow. Okay, enough with your traumatic childhood. Let's go.
If you iron your money, do you think it'll sanitize it? Because it's probably really disgusting.
Maybe.
Holy shit. I didn't even think of that.
I'd put a towel down, though.
I should sani wipe my hands.
Yeah, you should. That's funny.
Pee on my hands. Oh, sanitize them.
Yeah, Demi Moore, she was in a military movie. But that was G.I. Jane. That was hardcore.
G.I. Jane, yeah. Oh, that's
ironing sheets.
That's Heather.
I have not ironed my sheets yet.
That's our new friend Heather.
Our new friend Heather.
Yeah, Lais's friend Heather that came on with us last week.
Oh, I love that.
Yes. I recognize the name. Hi.
Yeah, G.I. Jane. She was hardcore.
I couldn't do the military thing. I'm so sloppy. I don't know. I whip into shape pretty good, but I'm pretty sloppy. I can't. It's hard for me to stay consistent.
They'll fix that.
Yeah.
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 Yeah, because I'll get on a kick. Like, I'm going to help out. I'm like, I'm going to clean the bathroom, Shana. And I get like half of one done.
Or else I come in. I'm like, oh, did you clean the bathroom? Oh, shit. I've been on my phone. Yeah, I'm going to do it right now.
No, but I got 6 levels in my racing game. I'm on it.
That's real life right now.
Yeah, it is. I work, and I'm only working a couple days a week, so I'm not around anyone else other than you two, Marlon, Eric. And that's about it.
Mike and Jason.
And Mike and Jason. Yeah, that's been the crew that all of us have been hanging out for this whole time. So I feel like, you know, that's a good number for a good family unit.
Right.
And so when I go to work today, I'm listening to everyone else talk about what they're doing. Video games, getting fat, eating, baking, drinking. Everyone's drinking.
Everyone is drinking
way more than they should
be.
Yeah. It's like today Shane and I says, we're not drinking until someone comes over. And then you came over at 11. Yeah. And I was like,
all right.
For now,
it's coffee.
But yeah, my liver was paying for it. I think it was like, hey.
Classy little cupcake. I have something for you.
What is it?
You have to come back over.
Oh, yeah. We need you to come back over. Good morning, classy little cupcake.
We need Missy Sheriff, too.
Oh, Missy Sheriff, she's coming for masks.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to...
And socks. I owe her freaking tie-dyed socks.
Did we get a lesbian backseat update, or did it get postponed because of the corona?
I think it kind of got postponed because of the corona. But we'll talk about it when she gets here. Oh, maybe
oh,
she
face-to-face
just
is better.
Come on. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe she'll want to...
I love
sit
that.
Over there next to you and touch your hair.
Oh, see, Josie and them... I'll let her. Josie and them are doing house projects.
Yeah, that was another thing, is that lots of honeydews.
Oh, I'll send you the address. I didn't send it. I'll send it to you.
We have it.
Oh, no, for Missy Sheriff. I sent her a message, but I thought I put the address in, but I must not have.
Oh, so some more people are getting cut till the end of the month.
Yeah, class is off until the 20th.
I guess I should go buy some paint.
I know. I want to paint the house so bad.
I mean, I guess we might as well. We got to, when are we going to freaking paint the house?
I got a bunch of people hanging out.
Yeah, right.
We got more projects for you guys. As soon as the masks are done. Thanks for that mask. Just put a roller in their hand.
You know how to trim.
Yeah. Hey. Here's a white suit for you.
Go cut that room out for me.
Painting party. You know it, man.
It was good to see you. Thanks for coming and buying a mask, Sharon.
Yes. And what was great about Sharon is they were on their walk.
I know.
Swung by on their walk. So they had a small carbon footprint as well.
I know. And then I had to like toss it to her.
Oh, you know, you tossed her off. And it really has helped. I've noticed that the air is better. Like there's no brown cloud over Denver at all anymore.
Definitely.
Can I tell you how hard we have laughed in this whole last week?
A lot.
Of this crazy mask-making epidemic, right? Just laughing so hard. This morning I started laughing. I thought, oh, my God, my stomach still hurts.
Yeah.
You said that yesterday.
Uh-huh. And then today when it still hurt, I was like, oh, my God.
We laughed hard on your birthday.
Yeah.
I felt like...
Yeah.
That was a riot.
It was a riot of a night. And I'm glad that we did it. I'm glad that we did it the way we did. I think the parade thing was good. I knew people were going to want to get out, you know, obviously, and at least kind of linger. But that was great. We had, at one point, like 7-8 people out in the front yard.
Yeah.
Doing their best to social distance as much as we do.
We didn't do too bad.
We did, well,
the only time
it got
compromised a lot was up on the porch. Well, besides the pictures.
And that was pretty little late. And Jen... standing there, there's these people all in the yard, and I hear her lean over to Eric, her husband, and she looks over at me and him, and she goes, "Cops are coming. You guys are getting in so much trouble for having this many people." And
they're
going to
separate everyone.
They're going to separate all of you guys. You are not social distancing.
If they show up, I live here.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's what I was going to say. All these people live here. What are you talking about?
It's a commune. A commune. And so then, you know, a little bit later, somehow... everyone had kind of left, and it was just a few of us back into the house and the workshop, pretty much. And I look out the front window, and there's a freaking cop standing at the table looking at the masks that are out front. And my first thought was, oh, my God, Jen was right.
The table was in the middle of the front yard.
So
people could be around it and not be so
close.
Then
we could have social distancing. Yes. They could purchase masks and all that
stuff.
Right.
And that was your first thought because you yelled it.
And I was like,
you said, I'll be right back.
I got this. And so I ran out there to confront that police officer, and it was not a police officer. Amber, see, it was a different one. Amber and Troy were standing out front, and he was in his security guard outfit that is just a shade grayer than a cop outfit. But you can't tell that through the window.
It looked the exact same. It was just different patches on it.
Two Long Island iced teas.
And I don't know how many shots.
Oh, we were just
doing everyone this. Who came through was like, "Let's do one."
They brought you like people show up with a half a dozen shooters.
I know.
And be like, "Let's do a shot."
And so, only two people threw them at me. That was really nice.
A lot of people, only a couple did.
Only a couple of them.
Yeah, there was a few that tried to make it into your cleavage.
Yep.
And so it was Troy and Amber, and he's not a police officer. He's a very highly decorated and well, freaking, what would you call, decked out. Security guard. He had like a taser and a club and a gun.
Yeah, Marlon kept trying to grab it.
His gun? Yeah. Ooh. I was like, why would you do that?
Why would you do that?
He had handcuffs, the black handcuffs.
Oh, see, now I would grab those.
Yeah, and that's how I know he had them. He offered. He put them on me a little bit.
That's funny.
There was someone.
There was a crazy unicorn
crazy
and some
unicorn.
Hazmat guy.
Two guys in hazmat suits.
It was so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, now we're talking about it. Man, it was so fun. And it went so fast.
Yeah.
Like it just started and then all of a sudden it was dark. And it was like, holy
there was a full moon.
Crap. Yeah.
And it was your full moon birthday moon.
Yeah, that was awesome.
But in the midst of all
of
that.
Oh my God, Laisa brought me the best gift. Laisa and Jordan. Yeah, that was awesome.
After we calmed down because he wasn't a cop is when they gave you your gift.
Oh, it was so great.
And asked us to be the godparents for their brand new baby that's an unborn baby. I believe the name they told us they weren't telling anybody. Shanina. I believe was what they were going with. Yeah. I felt like I had a little, it was
like
a little Annie.
Right.
It was a little Annie for me, but Shanina. And I thought that was great.
You know what? I like it. I
yeah.
like it.
Yeah. It was very, very generous for them to ask us to be a part of their family like this.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know what being a godparent is all about, other than you are just now like grafted into the family as a part of that, as that kid's family.
Yeah.
They're a part of your family.
Yeah.
So that means like birthdays and stuff. We go to parties, give gifts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe you knit stuff. Well,
no,
you don't knit.
I'm
but,
not knitting.
But maybe you make little stuff for
probably.
The baby, Shanina.
Yeah. Shanina. Yeah.
Little Shanina.
That's exactly
little
right.
Little Shanina Jr.
We will make her some really cute stuff. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Little uh-huh. Shanina.
I think it's so great, man.
Yeah.
I think it's super great.
And they gave us a great little picture.
Oh, I know.
It's like a 3D
ultrasound.
Yeah.
Well, they've come a long way since the ultrasound, my kids. My
yeah,
kids were
no
just
kidding.
Like... Are you sure that's not
just
the
like
snow
fuzz.
On TV?
That's
yeah.
right.
Is that a poltergeist?
It just looks like snow.
It is.
So it was beautiful. And they are beautiful people, and I'm honored to be a part of it. And so that was just so many different things happened that day, and you don't want to forget
yeah.
all the little things, but that's a big deal, and I want to make sure that we mention it.
Yeah.
Cool. We're godparents now.
Amber said, we got to teach them all the good stuff because we're good people.
Little shiny.
The
yeah.
ways.
Yeah.
You're so great.
How to tie shoes in double knots.
Yeah.
So she never gets them untied
That's
again.
That's right.
Only at our house, though. Because then she got to take them off.
Take them to mom. That's exactly yeah. right. We just made sure those stay on today, but here's another pair in case you got to cut those off.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, not only was that birthday party incredible on Tuesday, Wednesday, I don't remember. Were you guys here on Wednesday or Thursday?
Yes,
I was here.
Jen
here
was
day.
Here Wednesday.
I was here Wednesday.
Wednesday was a long yeah. Wednesday was a great
day.
We had a ton done.
Yeah,
and then yes.
that was the day you worked with no pants.
Oh, right. That was the pantsless day. That was pants-free Wednesday.
Pants-free Wednesday.
Yep, that, well,
I
hope,
think
that was hump day.
That's a new thing.
It is, and Thursday, Friday. How about pants-free work day?
Oh, yeah.
Because you could work any day.
You can. You
yeah.
can work any day.
You could work on a Sunday. You could work on a Tuesday. Wednesday. Thursday.
Yeah.
So Wednesday was a whirlwind, and I feel like we made and sold a shit ton.
Of masks.
Yeah,
yeah, absolutely. People. I felt like that wasn't the day. Oh, that's Sammy. Let me go get her. That wasn't the day that you were at the door like every 10 minutes. That was Monday?
That was Wednesday. No, it couldn't have been Wednesday because I didn't have pants on.
I can't remember.
Well, and there wasn't a whole lot of masks in the Wednesday morning. I think it must have been Tuesday.
Right. Wednesday morning, there was not a whole lot of masks. Yeah. And so we had to really reload the inventory. Well, then I was going to lead into the next day, which... was a bomb scare, but I thought, you know, now she's left. Who else is coming? Someone else? Now? Sam? No idea. She's got so much going on, people. You have no idea how busy this woman is, and she tells no one about it, you know?
Until she's running to the front door.
Either way, she's up there making connections and making masks. So what we did have, perhaps you saw it on the news, there was... a bomb scare in our neighborhood. Wasn't us, and we were not affected, but it was kind of crazy.
It was like right there. Like yeah. I was looking at the map, the yeah. circle when I got home, and I saw the next door post, and they had like a big red circle, and it was like your house was like right outside of the circle.
Yeah, there was 13 or more homes on shelter in place, and so we were outside that shelter in place circle. But I saw photos from the Jefferson County Police Department or Sheriff's Department, and I recognized that intersection was the one right down at the end of our street.
Is that Lamar?
Yeah, because you go down here and take that left, there's that stop sign right there that goes toward, and that's right where they were at. You could see that stop line.
They had the road blocked.
Can you find the tray?
It was on like my table.
Okay.
I'll go get it.
They had the road blocked going that way when I left, and then I saw pictures online, and then they had them blocked going mm-hmm. one of the other ways. They did something weird.
Yeah. Well, I rode my bike down there. And as I approached the cop that had all the cones set up and everything, he just stepped out of his car and just like waved
get
me on.
Away.
It's like, don't even come over here and talk to me. Just keep moving.
Yep. Get out of here.
That's what I did.
Get out.
And I took a little video as I drove by. I tried to be all covert because I don't know if you get in trouble for video cops no. anymore. I don't even know.
I don't know.
Well, I get scared.
Jason says, did they come over and make more masks? Yeah, I've been missing Mike.
Yeah, what the hell?
I need my strap maker.
But if it wasn't for Mike not being here yesterday, Eric would never have learned how to iron.
That's I know.
True. That's so. And he, thank you, Jason.
He did it.
Mike was here for No Pants Wednesday as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
That's great.
Plant some rosemary and lavender. Ooh, what a great idea.
Oh, I will do that.
Can you do that before the snow?
No.
Or probably wait till Tuesday?
Wait until after. Or get a nice big pot or something. A pot full of rosemary, because I don't know how it'll weather. Like, I think that there is a perennial rosemary. I'll have to look. But that'd be great. And lavender would be great.
I've been asking to plant a lavender bush in that front yard so that we can... Oh, no. Sage bush.
I know. Sage.
I want to grow sage in the yard.
So we should put it up there.
Grow our own white sage or whatever. Mm-hmm. Blue sage. Mm-hmm. And then we could cook with
all
it.
All the sage.
What is the sage that Jimmy Dean uses in his sausage? Is it the same?
I don't know. I know what you're talking about. I don't know. The kind of sage you cook with.
Yeah.
Ooh, I was like, ooh.
Wow, we're getting it on.
Classy says she can come over and help sew.
Sage sausage is so yummy. So sage, it's the same sage. That Jimmy Dean makes that cock sausage. Put it in the stuffing.
That's funny.
So we talked about the bomb scare.
Right.
Yeah, as you were coming down. And that was freaky. It looked intense, but it wasn't as intense once you saw the little bomb. I think it wasn't a bomb.
You know, did you see the pictures?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, it looked like just PVC pipe or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't think it
you know what is more scary is the thought behind it.
Yeah, that somebody maybe could have.
And that you actually did walk through that action of making that little tiny thing, and you know, is that that's just like a gateway bomb?
Yeah, a gateway bomb. Oh, a starter, a starter bomb.
It's just a tester.
I don't think there's gateway bombs. It's either going or it's not.
It's either boom or nothing.
Well, whatever website they got their info from, they should give there's it a bad lot. Review.
You can Pinterest that.
Yeah, yeah. Can you?
Oh, what?
Are you kidding me?
Mm-hmm. How to make a explosive one? Wow.
Yeah, HMEs are all over the internet.
Hmm. HME.
Well, I'm trying to think.
Homemade explosive.
I was trying because I know an IED that was improvised. IED.
Yeah.
There's so many little acronyms like DP and FWB.
It's the one I know. And
FWB. They want to come work. People want to work.
I know.
Everybody wants to work.
It's crazy, too, because it's not like it's easy.
It's not. It's painstaking.
Yeah, I mean, you're standing there for hours. Jen's been standing in the same spot for hours.
For days.
The only thing that makes it fun is when you guys get buzzed and then you do races.
That is fun. I do enjoy the racing.
It's only fun when I win, though.
It's kind of fun when I win.
Today's a new day. you might win today.
You showed me the new method yesterday. I think I can get him today.
Using my tricks against
She's
me.
She's been That's practicing. Right.
Yeah. What do we
washcloth?
With at home, she's got washcloths at home.
No. You, Eric's timing her. Pockets
of pins. You see, you got some pins that you're taking home. Check her pockets before she goes. Taking in straight
she's
pins.
She's gonna
home.
Kick Shana's your ass.
Yesterday.
Oh, that's okay.
I brought it.
It's been amazing, though, what's been happening.
It blew me away, yeah.
I think it's funny when people reach out to me and are like, do you know, this isn't actually doing anything.
Oh, that.
So?
And it is like, but it is. It is doing something. It's doing what is mandated, and that is that your face is covered, and it's not with a nasty-ass dish towel.
I did see some dish towels. I saw like the, remember the old dish towels your grandma had that were white and had the blue line down them? That's what she had on her face.
It's like a restaurant bar towel.
Yeah, like a restaurant bar towel. And it was safety pinned on the back of her head.
Yeah. People are using thongs.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
right?
That's true.
Yeah, exactly. Like, come on,
at least. And like maxi pads.
Yeah.
And diapers.
Yeah, this is.
Now, one of, I think, well, who was it? Was it Amita or somebody in this room?
The paper towel with rubber bands. Exactly.
Made one out of her bra.
Oh, right.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was.
Who was telling
us
that?
And it actually came out pretty good. She put pictures of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Yeah, and it worked. But, like, again,
my bra,
you gotta have the safety helmet. Right, you
got
to have the right size boob to be making a face mask out of your bra, and I'm sorry.
Your boob can't be bigger than your head.
Yeah, exactly.
It defeats the purpose.
Then, like you say, you got to cut eye holes.
It's true. It is true.
Well, anytime somebody says something, just tell them to call the CDC and let them know.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah. It's like, you know, and there's a ton of people out there making masks, so good, get them. They're out there.
Yeah.
Some are making the full, the other, I don't know. They're all freaking masks. Get one. You know, get one. Put it on your face.
So, AMAC says it's frustrating because she's wearing safety glasses and wearing a mask. Yep. And you ran into that yesterday.
Yeah, because my glasses fog up.
Right.
When I wear my, but that's why I put the little wire in the nose. And now it just pinches around your nose and it's better.
The wire's good.
Mm-hmm.
And but, she has a little tiny face.
Oh.
See, that's too, if you got a little face.
Maybe we need to make you a little baby mask.
Oh, little baby. Little tiny.
Make you a little tiny baby mask.
Little baby face. Hey, baby
face. We can do it.
Yeah. And that's what someone else asked me today when they were here. Oh, do you have kids' masks? And it's like, listen, we're just trying to make these fast enough.
Yeah.
We don't have time to now start making another size.
God, can you imagine?
We wouldn't have enough.
Can you imagine? That'd be horrible.
No.
Yeah, and I do have like a whole stack of fabric that I can make smaller masks, but I can't keep up.
That's smaller pleats.
Like right now, my table's full, and by the end of the day, it's going to be empty.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like I can't keep up.
Yep.
There are masks.
Masks.
Going out of here.
And again, you can find it at Facebook. We're easy to find. We can tell you where we're at and get you.
I got to ship them out.
Yep. I got to take some to the post office today.
I have to ship some out today.
Now, I was very shocked because we've been in this weird quarantine, non-quarantine, but isolation pattern. That freaking Sunday is Easter.
Yeah.
I know.
I was shocked. Are you guys, do you guys do the Easter egg hunt typically each year and stuff?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so you dye the eggs and all.
Mm-hmm.
Do you do them inside or outside?
I
mean, like the hunt.
We usually do the hunt outside at my father-in-law's house, but we're obviously, he's old, so we're not going over there with all the kids. So we'll probably do it inside because it's going to be cold and shitty.
Oh,
do you want to know what
snow.
We did one time when it was cold? We did a scavenger hunt. And so then like...
Outside?
No, in the house. And so they woke up and there was like a balloon hanging in their room and it's from the Easter Bunny. And then it was like, oh, go here. And we sent them all over the house to find clues, which took them to their basket. You know what
I
mean?
Other stuff.
Yeah. Because we were stuck in the house. Yeah. It was snowing and it was just like, okay, great. What do we do now?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's fun.
But we only had two.
Yeah.
Because you've got do you just have the two little ones that you do it with, or you have all four?
My son will be at his dad's, and then I think Zoe is going to be at my my brother's cabin this weekend, so I might only have the little one.
Oh, fun.
So that's
and the
fun.
Big one, who can do it for me.
Yeah, who and will have fun doing it with the little one.
Exactly. Yeah. He can read the clues. Or she can read the clues because you'll have the oldest.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. She can read the clues and be like, oh, well, that somewhere where the clothes get warm. And before you know, oh, and then we'd send them to the dryer and there was a stuffed animal in there with something pinned to him or whatever.
That is so cute.
And then another little something upstairs, and then run them all the way back upstairs or something else and run them back down.
Yeah.
Watch them go by.
We always did crazy shit with the kids. One Christmas, they went to bed, and while they were sleeping, we went and hung Christmas lights all over their ceiling.
Yeah, in their bedroom.
And put up little Christmas trees.
No.
Wow.
I know, and we were stepping on their bed.
I was shocked.
Me too.
Yeah. And we hung, like, little treats. Like, I had, like, little chocolate Santas and shit hanging from the ceiling. We might have had a box of wine.
I have to set the alarm on Christmas.
Yeah, right.
You
I
do?
Wake back up in case I fall asleep.
Yeah.
Really?
Stay asleep too long.
Oh, no way, man. Our kids would never let that happen. We would go to bed at 4 and they'd be up at 6 knocking on the door. Can we go downstairs? And we would say, no.
No.
No, you cannot.
You gotta wait another hour.
Yep.
Oh, come on. Exactly. And then we would just get up, and then I'd make them just look at all the presents and not be able to open them.
Oh, that was Christmas morning. It was my funnest time to torture the children. Because it wouldn't let them do shit. They want to just run down and tear into stuff. It's like, don't touch any of that. You look at it.
It goes too fast.
Yeah.
It goes so fast when they just get in it and tear it open.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
It just goes too fast. That's so great.
So, but this Easter, nobody's going to be here. No kids.
We could do a shooter hunt. I have enough shooters.
Just you
and hide them.
Just you and I?
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
I loved you were showing.
We could do a naked shooter hunt.
You showed Jen how to pack her shooters.
I know.
How many we get in there?
6.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
That's nice.
3 on each side.
Can you do a scavenger hunt to see who has
who can get the most in their bra? Oh, I like
where
this.
Her head's at.
Yeah, me too. I will be the judge. I'm the official counter. It's my house, and I have the little clicky thing. Naked shooter hunt is the trick is really how you carry them around, because no one gets a basket.
You got to drink them.
I could put 2 under my balls, but they get so warm.
they don't stay in there.
I got to waddle.
Yeah, you
do. I keep my knees together.
If you clench it in there.
The guy who never wears pants is going to keep the shooter.
How about strip shooters? Strip shooter hunt.
Yeah.
I'm not sure who wins or how it works, but do you put clothes on?
You know what? Everyone wins.
I found one. You lose a piece of clothes.
Yeah.
Oh, fun. Uh-huh. And I typically only wear about 3, maybe 2 things at a time.
Yeah. I was going to say, what are you talking about, 3?
Well, I'm wearing 3 right now.
Right now.
Yeah. Can't play that game with Eric.
No.
He will
never be unclothed.
No.
You'll be drunk.
Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
You'll be like, this is no fun playing with you.
Yeah, he could still go shovel
the
snow.
Why'd you wear 2 pairs of socks today?
Every day.
Wow. I hope he was okay with me teasing him.
I'm drunk. You're naked.
Sure he was.
Josie's like, yeah. Let's play, Josie. I'm in.
Lice.
That sounds like a good
Easter.
Thank
you for my beautiful gift.
I'll make a ham.
Make a ham.
Big old ham.
On Sunday?
I don't know. I haven't even thought of anything.
My mom goes, you know Sunday's Easter. I said, yeah. She goes, so you working? You sewing masks? What you doing?
Yeah. What is she doing?
I said, I don't know. She's like, I'm off. I could come over and help you. Yeah, right? Because nobody's doing Easter.
She cried, Lice. When she opened it. She cried as she opened it.
I loved every single piece in there.
Did she give you a set of cards?
Yep.
Yeah, that's when you really cried.
Yeah.
And she hasn't had a chance to go back and even look at it since.
No, not yet.
She's been so crazy.
And I meant to give you masks while you were here.
Someone's bringing a smoked ham over. Who's that?
I was drunk.
Josie, I'll bring my smoked ham over. Is that a Russian ham? Yeah, bring that ham over. Steve smoked it last night. Well, bring your ham over. Let's see how many shooters we can get in yours.
Oh, yeah. You know what?
Get a
baker's dozen. On each side, baby. You got to line them up. She would look like, what are those guns?
A Gatling gun?
Yeah. Okay, Josie, we're doing that. We're going to do it.
Oh, Jason's going to get a reading from Lais.
I'll make some sort of support.
He's never had one. He's going to get a reading from Lais.
Ooh. He says,
I had never had one when I had my first reading, and it was crazy awesome.
It was amazing. So on point. It was beautiful.
It was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. That's right. If you're going to do strip shooters, you got to have a rump roast. No, not a ham. And you definitely don't want to have fish.
That's funny, Amanda. We love you, Lais. We love you.
But there are some things that we can do. I found a little story here if you want me to tell you about it.
Yeah, tell us.
It's going to look different. So what we got to do is change up the celebration, right? Oh, so that wasn't at all informative. We had said way many greater things than that little tidbit had to say.
I didn't even hear what you said.
Just said we had to do it different. That's
do things different, like play games,
right,
and stuff. But
right.
Then it was ours was way
ours
better.
Way better. The ours is way
hunt.
More
yeah,
adult,
interactive.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I like interactive.
Interactive. Yeah. See, and whoever gets the most dildos in their basket wins a special prize. That would be fun. A little eggs with their little dildos in there, like the little keychains.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That
or the whistles.
Would be fun. If we could get a whole bunch of those little bad dragon keychains.
Yeah.
They're little dildo keychains, but they look like alien.
I think I've seen that before.
We showed you guys when you were here. Yeah.
Bad dragon, baby.
Yeah.
Get one. They're good.
They're just so. Let's get one with our stimulus check.
Okay.
You pretty much got to spend your tax refund to get one of those fuckers. So
yeah,
let's
do
that.
Why not, right?
Hide bud and gummies and plastic eggs. Why not? Let's put some mushrooms in them suckers.
Oh.
Yeah, who's got some mushrooms?
We could get before Sunday.
Yeah. This is going to be a great Easter. Yeah. I just saw the bunny.
There was one here the other day.
That was a unicorn. Yeah. That was a sexy unicorn in a bustier.
It was a sexy unicorn in a bustier.
My favorite.
With
kind.
A mask.
Well, yeah, it was a unicorn. That's how I like my unicorns.
Mask.
Well, yes, you had to have your corona
mask.
That was
so great, man. God, that was such a great day.
Just unicorns will spit. And that's why she had the mask on.
No, they don't. Those are llamas.
Oh, that's a llama.
Yeah.
I learned that in Aladdin.
Yeah, everyone did.
Oh, magic mushrooms are way harder to find.
Oh, I know.
And that's now that they're legal. Well, they're not really legal. They're just decriminalized. So you would think that they would be a little easier to find.
I love it.
Her daughter rolled her eyes when she showed her the pics of you and I. Oh, the two of you together.
Yeah. With her head on.
We all did.
But you know what? Who can say that they had a real life unicorn at their party?
No one but you, Shana. A unicorn, you had fire spinners.
I know.
Yeah, that was awesome. Didn't go very long. He didn't dip him very enough.
Wet.
He didn't get him very wet.
So that's okay. It's probably better.
Probably petered out there. I noticed him yesterday.
I noticed him the other day when I looked out the window and saw the gas can, and I thought,
yeah.
That shouldn't just be in the middle of the yard.
Yeah. And then I saw the little ball, the little fire things that he spins. We're talking about Marlin. And I was like, oh, yeah.
I want to see Joe's.
I remember that happened.
Joe has some new ones.
Oh, yeah, some new. The guy. Oh, you didn't come to the Halloween party. Then we had the devil here, and he did some fire spinning. I don't know what it's called.
Boy-o.
Oh, yeah. And he did his thing, and it was very cool. And he said he got new.
He's got three now.
Fires. So it's
there's
like
three of them on a chain.
A droplet, triplets.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. A menage a flame. No, a flame twa.
There you go. I like that better. Flame twa. You're funny.
Yeah. I don't have anything else on my list. I could find more stuff to talk about if you'd like, or we could talk about Waffle House. They're selling out their mixes.
Oh.
Yeah. Yep. They sold in 4 hours all of their mixes.
Wow.
They had a garage sale.
Like their pancake mix.
Yep.
And
yep, waffle mixes, offering branded waffle mixes for a limited time. $20, received 13-ounce bags, and they sold out. 429 Waffle House restaurants are closed, while 1,563 still cook and offer carryout. So they won't lose them all.
Yeah, that's good.
But they lost 429 so far.
The world is going to seem so much smaller after this.
Everything's going to be weirder.
Because there's going to be so many businesses that are gone.
Yeah, a lot of things will be gone. And the way that we interact as humans will be different.
I just heard that they're making the trails one way.
Yeah, that's dumb.
Wouldn't you be so pissed? You get there and you're like, but I gotta go that way.
How can I enforce that?
I don't know.
What they were talking about today.
I don't know.
You can't walk this way. Okay, I'll walk on the grass.
Right.
The wrong way.
I'm just going to hike it up the middle of the river.
I'm going to tell Eric that. He's a freak out.
Yeah. When I heard it, I just thought, that's...
Yeah, Boulder. They're going to make their hiking trails one direction.
And they say it's better to not be behind a jogger. It's better to be next to him.
I keep seeing these people jogging with masks on.
That's what they're telling you to do now.
I feel like I'm suffocating watching.
Oh my God, me too. I saw someone riding their bike up the street with one on, and I thought, you're going to suck that mask into your mouth and choke yourself. Because you're watching it go in and out, because they're breathing so hard, and it's like, oh man, you know what? You should have walked up this hill. Mm-hmm. Give me a break.
There's this guy. He's a pastor in Texas, but nobody can come to his church. So he just printed pictures of all of their faces. Aww. All of his 1,500 members.
Wow.
And he stuck them on the pews.
How funny.
And then he gets up there and preaches. And he says, this way we're still together and I can remember all of our folks.
I love it.
Because you don't see them every week, you're going to forget who the hell they are. That's a lot of people.
That's a lot of people.
That probably took him a lot of time.
He didn't do it.
Yeah.
No way he did that.
His office staff did
it. He was studying. Studying.
They said, okay, the sanctuary's ready.
Yep.
Exactly. And he said, okay, I'm coming.
Start the music.
Absolutely.
Yeah, worked for several pastors. Bob Dylan finally got his very first number one hit.
Oh.
It's a 17-minute song called Murder Most Foul.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. You want to listen to a portion?
No. Okay. I was like, no, it's Bob Dylan.
Only 16 more minutes of this song. Settle down, relax. It's going to be all on time.
That's exactly
right. Kind of want to listen to it, though, don't you? A little bit?
I know, I'm sure you will.
Dude has made like 100 albums probably. Started recording in the 60s, early 60s. I mean, when the Beatles were out.
Why's it got to be so long?
How do you get a 17-minute first or number one hit? How does that even happen?
And that is his first number one hit ever, which is weird. No. And times they are changing. I didn't get him a number one. You don't know that
Neither
song?
Neither did American Girl. Neither did anything else. You know what I mean? He's got some good
American
ones.
American Girl.
Because I'm American Girl. Yeah, that's his song. It's in Silence of the Lamb.
No, that's not Tom Petty. Bob Dylan.
It's Tom Petty.
It's Bob Dylan. Yeah, Tom Petty.
Yeah, not Bob Dylan.
Yeah, Bob Dylan's hand.
Right. I know who Bob Dylan is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The only thing I can think of is Time is Changing. That's the only one I can think of. Can you?
No, I have no idea.
Everyone makes fun, so you only think of the
hand. He's 78 years old. He'll make as long a song as he fucking wants, right?
Yep, exactly.
Murder Most Foul. It's about the assassination of President John F. Kennedy. Well, at least he did it on something topical.
So many
and relevant.
There is no way that's real. I don't believe this. This is fake news.
You think so?
I don't know.
Yeah, that is true. How many people out there are decorating eggs this weekend? Still going to decorate the eggs.
It's a 17-minute song about fucking John F. Kennedy.
Oh, and now he had to look. Yeah. Now he's like, we're listening.
Oh, yeah. I'll jump in about 8 minutes. I jumped in 5 minutes.
It's a story of his life.
Oh, it's good.
Tommy, can you hear me? I'm the Acid Queen.
Really
I'm riding it along, but like a Lincoln.
It's wacka wacka way. Oh, riding along in the limousine.
Riding in the back seat next to my wife.
Oh, he's about to get his head.
Tell him the whole story.
Yeah. And straight on into the afterlife.
So this is 5 minutes in. Do you think he sang about him getting dressed?
I'm leaning to the left, my head in the left.
Yes, it started when he got out of bed.
Went into some kind of well, we asked no quarter. No quarter do we give.
Oh, your face.
Right down the street. He gets shot 7 minutes in. What happens the next 10 minutes? Now I gotta listen.
His body and they took out his brain.
Oh, yeah, man. No.
What more could they do? They piled on the pain. But his soul was not there where it was supposed to be at. For the last 50 years, they've been searching for that.
Okay. All right.
Can we go back to who's dying eggs?
And one Easter back in 62 died some eggs.
Wow. That was a really... And it's a number one hit.
Number one.
It'd probably put someone to sleep real good.
Maybe that's why it's number one. People are downloading it for like a relaxation sleeping app. Oh, John Kennedy. I die every time before he even gets to the car. I mean, I sleep. I go to sleep. I go to sleep. I go to sleep every time before he even gets to the car.
I'd love
I'm sorry if we offended anyone who maybe... loves John F. Kennedy and
John
Bob Dylan.
Yeah, this is Bob Dylan.
Or anyone who was born in the 40s that might be listening. I apologize.
Uh-huh. That's funny.
At least it's something relevant. Right?
Yes, it's relevant. Listen, we should dye some eggs.
Let's dye them. What are we going to do then? Throw them at cars? We'll wave people down in traffic and give them an egg.
Okay.
I dyed this just for you. Yeah. No, I've got one of those like old men used to pick up trash, and we could just hand it with one of those. Nope. Oh, no. Let's go to Walmart and get like the Spider-Man hand things that the kids have. You remember? Did you ever get that for your kid? It's a hand, but it's Spider-Man.
I don't think they have those.
Yeah, she would know better. She still has kids that she buys toys for.
Oh, that's true. Okay, old man grabber it is.
Yeah, I think we should throw them.
Yeah, but I think we should decorate them. We can cook them in the Instapot.
Cook what in the Instapot?
The eggs.
Oh, I love cooking those in the Instapot.
Yeah.
I don't think I've done that in the Instapot yet.
Oh, yeah. They come out really good. Mm-hmm. Come out really nice. And then if you crack your shell and then dye them, then your whites get all dyed too, and they look like dinosaur eggs.
I like that.
When you peel them. Mm-hmm. Me too.
Olga Tango, have you ever listened to this show? We're being irrelevant.
We are?
I think so. With our...
It was when we were talking about Kennedy.
Yeah, it was not really relevant. I didn't write
who gives
this song.
Shit, right? That is funny.
Get one that shoots silly strings.
Oh yeah, I do like shooting silly string down your.
I don't
pants.
Like. It's cold.
I know.
It's really cold on your junk. It is. I heard it from a friend. Because
that's
I was
funny.
Too drunk to remember.
You can attach them to your Nerf gun.
Oh, that's fun. I didn't know you could do that. Attach them to a Nerf gun.
Yeah. Pew, 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 pew. Try it.
Almost got you with a Nerf gun yesterday. No. Would have been horrible.
Would have been.
What else? What else we got here? I saw that other thing that was something. The bar owner. You ever been to one of those bars where all the walls are completely covered with money?
Yeah.
Like the Buck Snort?
Yeah.
Isn't that what that one's called?
Yes.
Yeah.
In
yeah.
Omaha.
No.
Up in the mountains.
Oh, there's one
in
here.
In Idaho
too.
Springs, yeah. I think it's the Bucksnort. Something like that. Well, the bar owner from some restaurant called the Sand Bar in Georgia, that he had a bar completely covered in money. He gave all that money to his employees.
Oh, that's nice.
Took it all down, $3,700.
Wow, that's nice.
And split it
nice.
Up between his staff.
Very nice of him to do that.
We figure they earned it.
Yeah.
In a sense.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, they help run the place.
Well, yeah. And slinging drinks, it
people
ain't easy.
People go back and put the money back on the walls, too.
Oh, you know it.
Mm-hmm.
You know mm-hmm. it. It'll go back faster.
Yeah, I bet so.
They'll be all Corona bills.
Can you...
Yeah.
Oh, Hank's calling.
I was thinking about, are you going to answer it?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Can I?
Yeah.
Hello?
What's up, brother?
What's going on?
Not much. Just stopping by real quick. You had to pick up some stuff for my folks and Leah's grandma since we were kind of out and about, so they don't have to
run. Oh, that's smart. But don't want those old people out in public.
I know.
They freak people out.
I know. Yeah. That too, right?
Well, we're recording a podcast right now. Just want you to know. Okay. Say hi to everyone.
Hi, everyone.
It's Hank.
It's Hank. Yeah, if you're coming by, come on by.
All right, sweet.
We're ready.
It'll be like 45.
Sounds good.
All right.
Goodbye. Say bye to Hank, everyone.
Goodbye, Hank.
Oh, they're saying
bye.
Oh.
That's funny.
Damn, I don't read very well.
You know what? You might need to get your
glasses
eyes checked.
Yeah, irreverent.
It's pretty far away.
I'm in.
I read Irrelevant also.
I know.
I'm farther away.
I love it. I am in the beginning phase of my 40s. And so that does cause
it does
a little.
Yeah, it does make your eyes change.
So they get tired.
Yeah, tired.
Well, and it's hard to see when they're so bloodshot.
Oh yeah. Yeah. You know, you're talking to a girl who's almost legally blind without my glasses. So I don't have a lot of sympathy for you.
Wow. Way to make it dark.
I know. I as foresee an eye surgery in my future.
Yeah?
Yeah. You don't. You're going to get some reading glasses. Readers. You know how cheap those are? Readers.
He's doing good if he doesn't have them already.
No.
He's holding that phone pretty far away.
He just wants them because they look good on him.
I don't know that I look good in glasses.
Yeah,
I look good in a hat. Like a fedora.
Yeah.
Sombrero.
Oh, yeah.
Oh.
Your pimp daddy hat. That's
oh, yeah,
favorite.
With the feather. Uh-huh. I look good in a Robin Hood hat.
You do.
But glasses, I don't know about that. Let's not get crazy.
I love it.
What else?
I know we got to have Hank on our show. Everybody knows Hank.
Yeah.
We got to have him on here.
Why don't we?
When they heard his voice, they were probably like, oh my God.
That's Hank.
We know him. Are we getting out of here?
No. I was trying to find something here.
Oh. I thought you said we were getting out of here.
Well, we will. But you forget. This is a good one. Shop now. Can you still buy cars?
Yeah.
Let's go buy one.
Yeah. Toyota just had a whole thing. And if you need your car serviced, you can pick it up and drop it off without having any contact with anybody.
They'll come and get it.
Yeah.
Really?
That's pretty interesting.
How do you know they're actually getting it? That's like you just throw your keys at the valet guy. Because he's a dude in a red vest.
Right.
That's probably an issue. Maybe
they'd be happy for a while. This is Dawn. I don't know why I'm playing this.
Why are you?
I was wondering.
This is not what I was looking for. Sometimes I get distracted while I'm talking. Then I forget what I'm doing, and then I just click things.
You know, I know that about you.
Yeah.
It's fine.
That's
how we find all those fun videos.
That is how we find all those fun videos. You just go down a rabbit's trail.
Yeah.
I think that's all I have. I think we're good here.
Okay.
I think we've pulled their ears.
Enough.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've missed them. I feel like they've missed us.
Well, today is National Hug Your Dog Day.
Oh, so I do hug my dog today already.
You've got an ugly sister. Because it's National Siblings Day. You thought I was going to do the dog thing for the sister, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Nope. It's National Siblings Day, Golfers Day, International Safety Pin Day.
Tomorrow is Cheese Fondue Day.
No shit. We need to eat us some cheese
fondue. Yeah, no kidding.
Why wouldn't...
Breakfast day on a Sunday?
What?
Doesn't make any sense.
I know, right?
I jumped ahead.
Yeah, that doesn't make any sense. Licorice, though. Now that.
Licorice day.
On Easter. That's...
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Sunday's Walk on the Wild Side Day.
What?
That sounds like a good day for strip shooter egg hunt.
Yep, I agree.
That's a wild side.
And Jesus.
And Jesus loves stripping.
You know what?
Stripping.
Jesus is with us every time.
Everywhere we go.
We take him with us everywhere.
Today, I can't participate in this part of today, though. It's a day of silence.
Oh, man.
I already ruined it.
Listen,
fail.
If you were to be silent, you would be dead.
No. Yeah.
You're not even silent.
Yeah,
well,
I was
going to
say, or sleeping, but that's not true. Mm-hmm. I'm always like, I've got something to say. Interrupting chicken. No, it's interrupting cow.
Cow. I was like, interrupting.
I did hear that this corona isolation is putting a little strain on relationships.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, the domestic abuse calls are up.
Oh.
Yeah, they're seeing more.
You know why? Because they're drunk.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah.
They're drunk, and they're drunk fighting.
Oh, there you go. Mm-hmm. Close the liquor stores.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you can't leave.
No one can leave the house.
Yeah.
You're stuck with the drunk guy.
You better storm out of here with a mask on, mister.
Right. Yeah, I hope you get corona.
That's what we thought. The cops were here yesterday down the street. Eric and I thought it was probably
a fight.
Domestic.
That's what I thought, too. Yeah. Someone beat someone up.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just a bomb.
We've had two shootings in the neighborhood. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And a possible a third last night as well.
I don't know. It was something.
Because last night, I think there were gunshots.
I feel like you guys know your neighbors pretty well. Like,
we do.
Just in
you
this.
You haven't identified who's shooting stuff yet?
No, because we just know this little small square.
We just stay on our block.
Yeah. I mean, you get 25 yards down the street from us. I don't know those people.
Yeah, right. We know a couple scattered throughout, but that's it.
Yeah.
Like, we're trusting them to know their neighbors.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And I don't think next door has helped.
No.
Because I just, you know, I just know their name now. You know what I mean? That doesn't tell me anything about them.
Yeah.
Unless they have a bear in their window or something. Now there's that thing.
Right.
Did you guys put a bear up?
No.
No, we did hearts. But we drove around and looked for bears.
We found bears and hearts.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We found some nice displays.
And now they're saying, put up your lights, your Christmas lights. Yep. That's why the building is
decorate
lit.
A shrubbery.
Shrubbery.
A shrubbery.
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 Me.
Maybe
me.
If you want, you could decorate a shrubbery.
Yeah.
Decorate the things. What else? You want a bear in my window?
Yeah, Jason, you know what? I think your neighbors would call on you. They don't want a man bear in your window.
I got
a naked dude is not the bear we're looking for. Now, Sean and I might be, but not the children.
Yeah, I might have a bear across the street for you. I wanted to put my Trumpy bear in the window, but I was afraid someone would throw a rock through the window.
Yeah,
yeah, we need a rainbow.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because I mean, it was a gift, and I thought it'd be funny, kind of cute.
Yeah.
Put Trumpy bear in the window, but I didn't. I kept him locked in the trunk under the stairs. Where he's safe.
Yeah, Jason.
Oh, yeah, bears.
Bears like mac and cheese.
Bears never give up. Because bears like mac and cheese. That's a song. It's a bear song. Edgar's in the house. Edgar.
Edgar.
I've eaten Triscuits every hour since we've seen each other.
So have I.
Right. That's funny. Yep. And Patrick was very excited when he got his.
My kids are asking me to buy more.
They're like, come on. Yeah, right, Mom? We're not doing anything.
They were.
Get out.
Well, you can buy some more.
If you'd like.
I can make that happen.
What is this?
I found it. At least one song that's relevant to our conversation. Okay?
Somewhere in the Rocky Mountains, there's a bunch of bears. They pray together to mighty God, cause they want some help.
Mac and cheese.
They bunch together. They want us from God.
To make a hunt. They never give up.
What in the hell?
They want to make a hunt.
Where did you find that?
You know what? Where did I find the cheese song?
Cheese.
Don't make me play the cheese song. Jeez.
You know what? You're good at what you do.
Bears are the best, huh, Jason?
Are you waiting for him to answer?
I guess I just expected to hear a bell or something like a
bling.
Oh, every time you hear a bell, a gay just got a bear.
There you go.
What did you say? A gay man just pulled one off the fence.
Yeah, exactly. Every time you hear a bell, a gay man pulled a bear off the fence.
That's fun.
Went
that's
one fun. Song too long.
I don't know about that. It's pretty good.
Oh, my goodness. All right, I got this. I got this. Ba, ba, ba. All right, go celebrate.
It's Friday.
It's Friday. It's have a fun fucking Friday. Make some waffles. Do a treasure hunt for the kids. Mm. It's National Hug Your Dog, so do that. And your siblings. But don't hug your siblings unless you don't like them.
Why?
Because you could give them corona.
Oh, no.
You hug your siblings in 6 weeks. Don't hug them now.
My brother and I cannot stay far away from each other for that long.
No.
I know.
If I'm getting it, he's getting it.
Yeah.
Edgar, I missed it, son of a bitch.
Oh, sorry, Edgar.
He doesn't
Edgar.
Want us to leave yet.
Oh, well, let's do another hour. There's another one off the fence.
There you go. I love it. Mary Poppins, you come by tomorrow.
Yeah, come by and get your things. Your masks, your Bronco ones, right? She wanted the...
Bronco.
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 So you and your brother have a really close relationship.
Jason Pitabella.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's taking Zoe up to his girlfriend's cabin this weekend.
So yeah.
That's nice.
Share germs as much as possible.
Does she have kids? Well, he has his. Is he going to have his?
Too. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. That's good.
Oh, it's going to be a soup. But there's not at the cabin. Cabin's clean.
I don't know. I've never been there.
Kid soup. Yeah.
Really?
Who cares?
It's
you
his,
know what?
Your brother's cabin? You never been there?
No, it's his girlfriend's.
Oh, I was going to say.
Who cares? You're one kid less.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. I was invited, but we decided not to go.
No, I wouldn't
like,
go either.
What would be better?
Yeah.
If you took my kids.
Yeah.
I'd just take all of them.
Really?
He could only fit one in the car. He was going to take two, but.
You know what would be better? If you take my car.
Well, you know.
I said that.
They're really lax.
It fits seven.
It's like my car's really big. Yeah,
right.
They're really lax right now on some of these road laws, you know? So it might
yeah, just, right? You stack them up.
They put Aunt Edna on the roof.
Yeah. My brother got pulled over this week. He's been tempting the police. It's his thing. He's
well, yeah, because there's no one on the road.
He's been doing 90 like everywhere.
Yeah.
Finally got pulled over by a state trooper.
Yeah.
And he had fictitious license plates on his car also because he's
oh,
a
my God.
Crazy person. Let him go.
He just
amazing.
Let him go.
Let him. He should have been arrested. Let
yeah.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's like, well, you know what, buddy? Slow it down.
Yeah. Well, he's don't, like, stop doing that.
Yeah, stop doing that.
That's funny.
I tested out his theory the other day when I went to meet Edgar and I went to the wrong place.
Right.
And I got on C-470 heading west. And I was flying.
Really?
Oh, man. It felt good.
You know what the worst part is?
C-470 is a death trap.
It is.
And it's really fun in the cube.
Yeah,
you're so low
yeah.
that you're just like woo woo yep. all the way through. Yep. You're going so fast.
Just in a
don't
little
do
box.
That when it rains.
I know. That's exactly right.
It was fun. I wouldn't do it every day.
No.
I still set my cruise control when I go to work.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get there too fast.
That's right.
Yeah, I do that.
Yeah. Yeah, you work 3 minutes away.
So I can't be too early.
You stretch.
Jen goes around the block.
Yes, so you stretch it out to 4.5.
Yeah.
Take the long
I'm
way.
Circling.
She's like, shit, that light's going to change any minute. I'm just going to slow down and wait for
I'm guilty of that.
Light.
Yeah.
That's what I do on my way home.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
I bet.
Then you got to go to the store.
I got
to go to the store.
Yeah. Yeah. All the stores.
All of them.
Got to go to all the stores. All right. Well, we better go find some egg dye.
I'm just going to use my frosting dye.
Oh, you
that's
can do
that?
That's
the best stuff. Oh, my God.
Oh, okay. Well,
just rub it on with some rubber gloves, and they're like the deepest color ever.
Okay. Well, we're not going to do the dippy thing and the little springy thing.
You want to?
Well, I mean, we're dying the eggs. I'm going to watch you rub up a bunch of eggs, feeling up a half a dozen eggs, call it Easter. What the hell?
Yeah, I'm okay with it. Yeah.
It's some sort of coloring tart. Egg tart.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's the whole point is the thing. And the, on the vinegar and the dip, the dip. All right, I'll watch
it. I love Josie. See you for happy hour. I mean, yep. To pick up my mask.
That sounds good. But bring that Russian ham of yours.
That's right.
And Steve. Yeah,
it's like smoked ham. It's the Russian Steve.
It's got a little Russian in it. Give me a break.
I love it. We can do it your
He's
way.
He's working. Yeah, we'll do it your way. Do it what way? We
you
can?
Know what? We'll just see what happens.
In the butt?
You butt what?
Oh, this Easter got good.
It's not even here yet.
It's backdoor Easter. I'm hiding eggs in the back door. All right, if you dye eggs and you listen to this podcast, you go to Swallow Nation on Facebook, join the nation, and post pictures of your eggs.
Yes.
So that we can all share in our eggs.
Right.
That we're making for our coloring egg tart.
Yes. That's not me. Yeah. I'm not the coloring egg tart.
No. It's me.
We're going to hide the shooters and find them naked.
Yeah. I love it.
And, you if you know. Hide them when you're drunk, it'll be better.
Right. Oh. It'll be harder to find them.
Great idea. Yeah. We'll hide them like Saturday night, like or tonight.
Oh, maybe I'll hide eggs in them that have like sexual favors.
Oh, you're going to write on there. Yeah.
Oh. That'd
be
good.
And then when you find them, you have to do the act.
Mm.
Do the deed.
Yeah, kind of like that game we have. The card game.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You could just put the cards in there.
I'll just hide the cards.
Oh, I like it. Hide the cards. Well, we don't know what we're doing, people, but you have fun.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so post pictures of your eggs if you
dye eggs. Will hide them so there's no cheating.
Okay. I like it.
We will never find them.
Yeah, no doubt.
You know who will find them? My mom.
Yeah, right.
She'll exactly. come over and be like, why do you have shooters all over your house?
And why does this card say, oh, I'm not reading that? You tell me you guys don't do this.
Uh-huh. Right. I tell her, tell me you didn't do that, Mom.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a card game we're going to play with you guys sometime.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe tonight.
Ooh. Watch out.
After happy hour.
After happy hour.
Happy hour.
Happy hour. All right, let's do this. Say goodbye,
everyone.
All right.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, bye, Becky.
I hope you like what you just heard because you've just been swallowed.
Make sure and listen to us on Podbean, Stitcher, Spotify, iHeartRadio, even YouTube and CastBox, or wherever you love to listen to your podcasts.
Give us a like, give us a love, give us 5 stars. Remember to share us with your friends because it makes a difference.
Remember, follow the swallows.